to look. That's how it is.
Start?
Now the tradition.
Okay.
I think I've only got 26 after.
Okay.
Plus I have to make one or two brief announcements.
Okay. So on your platform, do you?
I'm administrator of the Department of Medicine at Albany Medical College.
Okay.
Oh, excellent.
I'm a graduate student at the University of Tennessee.
Perfect. Excellent. You'll end up with a PhD in pharmacy?
Yeah, I'm mostly doing pharmacoeconomics and outcomes research.
Thank you.
I'm trying to bring the economics into the field of public health.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, everybody. I'm George Clifford. I'm the moderator of this session. This is Healthcare and Social Services for Individuals Living with HIV. We have a distinguished panel. I'll begin to present them in a second. We've decided we'll hold all questions until the last presenter is finished, and then you'll be able to ask questions of any one of the four members on the panel. I have one really brief announcement. The HIV/AIDS section will be holding its annual social gathering tomorrow evening. That's Tuesday from 8 to 10. The event is free. There'll be plenty of food. It's a cash bar. If you are available, we would urge you to join us. It's always a lot of fun and a nice event and an opportunity to get to meet not only some of the presenters, but others involved in HIV from across the country. So, with that, our first presenter is Mr. Ganguly from the University of Tennessee Health Science Center.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you can hear it. It's okay? Okay, thanks. My name is Arijit Ganguly, and I'm a PhD graduate student at the Health Outcomes and Policy Research in University of Tennessee Health Science Center, Memphis. The title which I'm going to present today is the Comparative Analysis of Healthcare Utilization Among Non-HIV Infected Children and in HIV-Positive Parents and HIV-Negative Parents. It's a comparative analysis between these two groups. The CDC in their 2006 report mentioned that there's been increasing proportion of women among the newly infected HIV cases. It has increased from 6.5% to an alarming 26% in 2005 in the last 20 years. And 79% of this among this newly diagnosed HIV infection people, since as we all know that HIV is a sexually transmitted disease, so it's been between the childbearing age of 20 and 44. And among this, 28% of these children, of these women, have children who are less than 18 years old, and 50% of them are staying with them. Why do you think this is happening? One of the major reasons is that now today, men and women are with HIV are experiencing a longer life expectancy as well as a healthier life than their counterpart in the past. And this is mainly due to this increase in awareness and the screening techniques whereby more and more people are detected in the early prognosis of their disease. And also, it is an effective antiretroviral treatment which is not only increasing the expectancy but also increasing the healthier quality of life. Especially for women who are, there's a lot of discussion going on the HIV people going for parenthood. And after knowing that they are HIV, and that's also because of the effective antiretroviral treatment where if taken adequately, it decreases the risk of the vertical transmission. So what's happening, if you see the whole scenario, it's that the women are increasing, they're in the childbearing age, their life expectancy is increasing, and they are going for children. So there's a current surge in children with living with their parents who are HIV infected, which a decade ago, due to short expectancy of life, the children used to land up in foster care, orphanages, or with their grandfathers, grandparents, to some other places. But now they are staying with their parents. So that's a new segment which is increasing day by day. But what's the big deal about this? The big deal is that we have evidences in the literature which speaks that children of parents suffering from somatic illness have a high probability of developing behavioral and psychological problems. Somatic illness, if like HIV, which not only has infects or affects the health of the parent, but it also affects economically, psychologically, as well as because of social stigma, it is a different kind of somatic illness. In the literature also talks about there is a high significant association between the health status of the parent and the health status of the child or the behavioral symptoms of the child, which is very significant. Langston in 1999 have seen there's a high risk of incidence of traumatic and unexpected non-infectious deaths in women born to HIV-infected parents. So these are serious issues which we need to see what's happening with these children who are right now growing in numbers and staying in HIV-affected families. So my study hypothesis was to see whether these HIV-negative children residing with their HIV-positive parents have higher healthcare expenditure and service utilization in comparison to those residing with HIV-negative parents. And for this, I used the MEPS, that is the Medical Expenditure Panel data from the year 2001 to 2005 for obvious reason, because I wanted to have a significant sample size, and the explanatory variables which I took to see measure my hypothesis was two expenditure variables and three service utilization variables. The total health expenditure cost and the prescription drug cost were the expenditure variables. And the number of emergency room visits, physician visits, and hospitalization visits were the measure or the surrogate marker for the healthcare utilization part. In the cases, I selected children who were less than 18 years old, who were non-HIV, and either of their parents had a medical diagnosis of HIV, and they were residing with their HIV-positive parent. As a comparative group or the control group, I took those children who were less than 18. Both of their parents should not have an HIV infection, and they were residing with their parents. But of course, the controls were very, very large than the cases, because we have so many children who are staying with we have so many parents who are non-HIV. So in the analysis segment, what we did in this study was we took a subsample of all the controls, which was randomly selected, so as to make a ratio of 1:10. For every one case, we had 10 controls. 10 comparative groups, we made this as the comparative group, and we ran a multiple regression analysis. As we all know that in expenditure data, 20% of the people really spend 80% of the cost, so it's not really normally distributed. So you really cannot use an OLS regression, which I did initially, but I had to upgrade my statistical methodology to go into this log function, because when you convert into a log form, then it becomes a normally distributed data. So we used this log-link function, gamma distribution, for measuring the expenditure variables, and for the non-expenditure variables, we stuck to the OLS regressions. And all the estimates were adjusted for age, sex, race, ethnicity, poverty level, because I didn't took the family income, because family income could vary because depending upon the family size, the members could be different. So you have to take a poverty variable, which was above, below poverty and above poverty. And it was the health status insurance coverage also was taken into consideration, private, uninsured, and publicly insured people. So this is the basic characteristic of the study population comparing both the groups. Both the groups are very similar as it goes for race, ethnicity, poverty line, and insurance. The only difference was seen in the gender. The males were like 46%, and the females were, in the HIV-positive parents, and the children were mostly males in the HIV-negative parents, and all the other p-values were significant, which shows that both these two groups were not significantly different. The results from the regression analysis are using the log functions. It was seen that the HIV-positive parent or the HIV status of the parent was highly significant with the total healthcare expenditure as well as with the RX, what they call the prescription drug expenditures. But this shows that the HIV the status of the parent was dependent, or was predictor of both the total healthcare expenditure and the RX expenditure. And the positive of the estimate shows it was in the higher side. That means the children of parents who were HIV positive had a higher total healthcare expenditure and RX expenditure. Age was one of the significant factors which was seen, but if you see in the total expenditure, the estimate is negative, while in the prescription drug, it is positive, which means that with the increase in age, the total healthcare expenditure decreased, but with the increase in age, the prescription drug increased. So, that was one finding which could be interpreted from this results. Other few variables were this, because we used interaction variable between race and ethnicity, and we found that black non-Hispanics were associated with prescription drug expenditures, and others, that means white non-Hispanics, was also associated with, significantly associated with the prescription drug expenditures. Now, if I convert it into, because these are all log forms, to get the exact figures, so we saw that children of HIV-positive parents were 2 times greater in the total health expenditure and 2.1 times greater in the prescription drug expenditure as compared to children of a non-HIV positive. That means there is a high healthcare utilization in those children. Reasons could be many. It could be their deteriorating health, or it could be because of defensive mothering, because an HIV parent may think that, let me put more focus or more utilize the healthcare, give more services to their children. It could be those reasons. And if you see, the black non-Hispanics were 1.4 times more than in the prescription drug, and others, that is white non-Hispanics, were 1.7 times spent higher on the prescription expenditure as compared to the non-HIV parent, kids of non-HIV parents. On the OLS regression for the non-expenditure variables, most of the variables, the HIV-positive parent was insignificant with emergency room visits, office-based, that is physician visits, and inpatient hospital visits. That means there was no difference between these two groups of children. So, on the conclusion part, it was seen that uninfected children of HIV-positive parents have a higher total healthcare expenditure, that is, it was 2 times, and the prescription drug expenditure, which was almost 2.1 times in comparison to children of HIV-negative parents. The differences in the healthcare services, that is ER visits, physician visits, and hospitalization visits, were statistically insignificant. Age was found to be a significant association with total healthcare and prescription drug, ER visits, and hospitalization. Except the prescription drug cost, the variables decreased with the increase in age. Black non-Hispanics and other non-Hispanic children were found to be like 1.4 times and 1.7 times in their prescription drug expenditure as compared to the Hispanic kids of HIV-infected people, not HIV, because it is adjusted for their health status, but this is generally, and which is supported in a lot of literatures where they have seen blacks and non-Hispanics, due to various disparity issues, they the health status is not up to the normal general population, and that's why they use more of the services. Some of the conclusions and recommendations would be from this study is that healthcare of these uninfected kids who are living with HIV needs immediate attention because they have a high healthcare and prescription drug utilizations. We cannot really conclude on why it is, but we suggest that more studies should be conducted to understand the underlying reasons for the surplus healthcare expenditures so that potential policies, programs, and services can be designed. And why we cannot conclude, because MEPS, or the medical expenditure panel data which I used, has some sort of a limitations because it is a cross-sectional database, so it just carries the information of 1 year. And generally, on a very ideal basis, I could not adjust the severity of disease because the parents who are more severe may have a higher impact and parents who are less severe can have a lower impact. So I could not adjust for that. I was not able to adjust them for the health expenditure, prior health expenditures, because there could be difference in both the groups in the expenditure patterns. And of course, the geographical variation, because in HIV, geographical variations is tremendous because some state have different HIV programs in other states because they give lot of facilities programs. So that could be a difference in the HIV positive parent status among different groups. And MEPS data doesn't give me zip codes. It just gives me zones, that is south, west, north, and east. It doesn't give me zip codes where I could have adjusted for that. These are the limitations. And also, I combined 5 years data, that is from 2001 to 2005, for obvious reasons because I was not getting the sample size to really prove my statistical analysis, and time could be a major issue because HIV has developed, or the antiretroviral treatment has developed in the last 10 years tremendously. So you don't know 10 years back what was the HIV status or how was the health status of an HIV positive parent than today. So time could be have induced some as a confounder which I was not able to adjust in this particular study. These are my references which I have used in my studies, and like questions do we take afterwards? Okay, okay. Thank you.
What do I do?